This is Wade Grafke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Bots may have sent as many as 1 million fake messages in support of the FCC's move to end net neutrality, stirring more anger over the controversial proposal. Verifiable Voting is a nonprofit dedicated to the security of the voting process and has such as lobbied for years in an attempt to strengthen machine audits of votes after elections and to raise the vulnerability to hackers of paperless voting machines. Second Life, the online universe, in 2013, at 10 years old, said that 36 million accounts had been created. Users had spent 217,000 cumulative years online in a territory they had created of 700 square miles. There are 800,000 annual regular users. In the U.S., more than half of working households without traditional pensions have retirement savings of less than $10,000. Over the last dozen years, the share of women who've amassed sums of $1 million or more have doubled. Astrology is believed to have first appeared in ancient Babylon some 4,000 years ago. As a written art in newspapers and magazines, the practice is comparatively new, about a century old. A Pew survey in 2016 found that 45% of Republicans think Democrats are a threat to the nation's well-being. A majority of Democrats say Republicans make them afraid. Big tobacco companies are finally being forced to release honest advertisements about the real impacts of cigarettes that have been held back in litigation for about 15 years. Uber, McDonald's, and Outback Steakhouse are among a growing group of employers giving workers near instant access to wages through payday applications. Calls to rape crisis centers have more than doubled in the wake of the hashtag MeToo moment for women. Quinnipiac polls released a current poll showing that 60% of American women say they've experienced sexual harassment. A growing body of evidence shows that overall, college students learn less when they use computers or tablets during lectures. Consumer Finance Protection Bureau's leadership is uncertain, with outgoing director having appointed a deputy and the president asking the head of the budget to step in. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.